This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From DK Pittsburgh Sports, Chris, it's been a while, but football is back. I know there's very few people that are as excited about it as you are.
Absolutely, Paul. I'm super pumped. You know, I've been writing all off season about all this and that, and now I get to finally put away all the conjecture. We get some new tape to evaluate. We get to finally get to see some of these rookies that we've been talking about since March. It's really exciting, Paul. So I know it's just the Hall of Fame game, and I know that they got three more of them preseason games after that. But still, it's good to know that football's right here.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the thing about it is tomorrow night. Most people, there's some people that don't get all that excited about the there's some people that don't get all that excited about the preseason, but you know, this has been, Chris, an off season where a lot of things have happened for this team. And you know, we can start with the fact that I think everybody seems to be really interested in what's going to go on at backup quarterback this year.
Yeah, it's a huge talking point. I mean, and not just because, you know, of who might, Dwayne Haskins being a first-round pick and Mason Rudolph with his history with the Steelers, but also because, you know, there's implications to how this might play into the future of the Steelers at quarterback after Ben Roethlisberger. And those are obvious questions right now. You know, I know Art Rooney said it's not set in stone that this is Ben's last year, but, you know, the guy's 39, he'll be 40 next year. And I know that, you know, there's guys like Tom Brady who are playing at 44, but the Steelers, everyone's been kind of asking this question for that each year for the last 5 years, saying, okay, is this the last ride for Ben Roethlisberger? And what is the Steelers, you know, follow-up plan? That hasn't been solidified. I don't think it really needs to be solidified right now because they don't know what the deal is with Ben. So there's a lot of excitement because people think, hey, you know, Mason Rudolph hasn't shown that. And we haven't seen that from him too much in the starts that we've seen. You know, he still has some development to go, but Dwayne Haskins, he has a cannon of an arm. He hasn't really showed that either in his starts with Washington, but everyone's kind of just hoping, hey, maybe the new face will be the guy that solves those questions.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I mean, everything that we've heard out of camp is that, you know, that Haskins has been much, much better. But one of the things that I always be cautious with is sometimes you have a tendency to – and I don't mean you, and I mean in general, people have a tendency to really just kind of overhype the new toy and write off, you know, the old toy. So I'm not saying that, you know, Haskins hasn't been better than Rudolph, but I think we need to see a few preseason games before we really start talking about it.
No, I agree entirely. And another thing that I've talked to my friends who cover Washington, they were saying, like, look, we fell for the same thing. Dwayne Haskins was really impressive in a couple training camp practices and even a couple preseason games, but then fell apart when the real game started up. Now, of course, he won't have that problem, hopefully, because Ben Roethlisberger will be the starter for all this year. But, you know, I look at this and I tell everyone, take every practice with a grain of salt. You know, fans are getting to attend these practices at Heinz Field. I know that a lot of people are excited, and he has made some very impressive throws, and he's had some bad moments, and Mason Rudolph's had some bad moments. But you got to remember, this is a big picture the Steelers are looking at here. They're not looking at just the couple practices that you went to. They're not looking at, you know, for the preseason game that you saw on KEKA or whatever. They're looking at all the practices, all the notes, all the things that are going to tally up to say, hey, this is the most prepared guy to the guy that sits behind Ben Roethlisberger should disaster strike this year.
Right. I mean, I think that's the thing. You know, now, you know, everybody's going to be talking about that, Chris, but there's a lot of other things about that, you know, going on with this team. One of the things that I'm going to be very interested in watching is, you know, the corners. Not, you know, because I think that obviously the top two guys probably won't play, you know, or whatever. So we're going to get a chance to see all of the guys that are sort of really battling to be on the depth chart and to be the third guy and to be in the nickel, you know, or whatever you want to call it, you know, position and all the other stuff. I mean, we're going to get a chance to see these guys play, and I think that should be something a lot of people should be interested in.
Oh, definitely. I mean, one thing, if you've been reading the training camp reports, James Pierre has been the hype. You know, I know everyone's talked about Najee Harris, and he is the star of the training camp so far, but James Pierre is probably the surprise of training camp. And, I mean, not too much of a surprise. If you read about minicamp, he was blowing it up there. But this is a guy, when you look at James Pierre, he's been matched up with Juju Smith-Schuster, Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson, James Washington, and he's gotten beat a couple times, but he's also won a bunch of times. And when those times he's been beat, he's been in his position. It was just a great throw by whoever was there and a great catch by the receiver he was guarding. And that's what you want out of an undrafted guy who's fighting for a, you know, to, you know, for a spot, you know, higher up on the depth chart. Last year, he earned his spot on the depth chart by being a good gunner on special teams and being a backup at cornerback. Now the question is, is he an option to put, to line up outside the numbers and allow Cam Sutton to bump into the slot and see, you know, play around with the amount of guys you have there? You also be looking at Antoine Brooks, the converted safety from Maryland from 2 years ago when they drafted him in the fifth round. He's going to be playing in the slot most likely unless he's injured. And you got Arthur Maulet, the guy they signed from the Jets. He's the other slot option. Also, Justin Lane, I will say this, Paul. Justin Lane was struggling mightily through most of training camp. But this week, I'd say on by starting Monday, something flipped for this guy. He's been shortening up his stride. He's been working up a little, working on quick feet you know, in practice. And he's been doing a lot better in covers the last couple days. I want to see if that translates to game time when because he will be absolutely out there.
How many corners do you think they will keep?
I'd say at least five, potentially six. You know, I'd say six, definitely, because they're going to keep Joe Hayden. They're going to keep Cam Sutton. They're going to keep James Pierre. They're most likely going to keep Antoine Brooks and Arthur Maulet. So those two last guys, those are the slot options. So on the outside cornerback position, you want four options out there so that you have two full backups if disaster strikes and both your starting corners are down, as well as your slot options. So I'd say six just to be safe, because this team is going to need those guys in case someone goes down, or to just rotate guys in when they want to get into their fancy dime packages.
Will we see all five of the projected starting offensive linemen out there for at least a couple of series, or are they going to hold Zach Manor back?
Most likely not. We haven't seen Kevin Dotson practice, nor have we seen Chukwuma Okorafor, even though they've been in pads. It's been kind of odd. They're kind of just there. It looks like they want to go, but something's not 100%. So we're waiting to see what happens with them. I also anticipate they'll hold back Zach Banner for now. It's the, you know, remember, this is an extra preseason game, so the Steelers don't necessarily need to see this there. I might even hesitate that they'll use Trey Turner. This might be a, hey, Kendrick Green, you get out there, you get used to everything, but the rest of you guys go out there and let's see what we got as far as backups. And then next week, when they get into like their first real preseason game, that's when I think we'll see more of those starting offensive linemen.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be, you know, another key. The other guy people obviously are really going to be anxious for tomorrow is Najee Harris, but I can't imagine he's going to have more than like five or six carries, right? They're not going to overwork him and even come close to it, right?
If that, Paul, he might even go in there for a play. They call a passing play that's not directed to him, and then they bring him right back out. Mike Tomlin said they want to see how he approaches the preparing for a game. That's what they want to see. And so that doesn't necessarily mean, oh yeah, he's going to play a full series and everything, and they're going to feed him the rock. No. They've been really impressed with him enough in practice to know that, hey, this guy's got the goods as far as, you know, when he's in between the lines on the gridiron. Now he's got to see how he prepares for a game, maybe take some notes on that, and then when they get into the preseason games that where you see more of the all the starters being out there, that's when you'll see actually some Najee Harris get to do some preseason football.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. you want to get him, you know, acclimated, and you want to get him ready, but you don't want to get him injured. In terms of this, now I think I read Pat Freiermuth probably is banged up, and we won't see him, right?
Yeah, he banged up his shoulder. He had ice on it on the last practice on Tuesday. Najee Harris also had a banged up shoulder, but he went back in after he kind of looked at it for a second. And that's another thing. This is the, you know, with preseason, they got to start a little bit early because of this Hall of Fame game. All of this is just a process to tune your body back to being hit, two or three times a week as you're getting ready for football. That takes time to adjust your body back to every year. So, they're going to take this an inch by inch situation. I don't see them rushing anybody back at any point in time. No Pat Freiermuth, probably no Eric Ebron either. You're going to see a lot of Zach Gentry, who's actually had a really decent camp so far. And that's probably why I don't expect Najee Harris. Though, if you want to be excited about something, look at Kalen Ballage, the guy they signed in the offseason. He has looked pretty good in camp, catching the ball and running the ball. I'm interested to see how that translates to in some actual 11-on-11 football.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the key. I mean, this is what we really are going to be watching. And then, of course, the last one for you, Chris, is that Friday, I think the other team you cover very closely starts their training camp. Is it fair to say that Pitt football has plenty of expectations on their head because of the fact that they've recruited well the last 2 years, that they've got an experienced quarterback back, and they've got a defense that still, despite losing a number of key guys up front, probably still should be pretty good?
Yeah, Paul, I mean, when you look at this team, when Kenny Pickett came back, it was a boon to the offense because everyone was wondering, oh, man, they don't got another guy lined up that they're really sure about being the starter next year. But Kenny comes back, you got a running back situation that you're interested between Izzy Abanikanda and Vincent Davis. That's going to be an interesting matchup. The receiver room is chock full of talent. I think that's going to bode well for Kenny Pickett. The offensive line got to gel a little bit last year with a lot of these younger, newer options that have come in. You also have a transfer from Maryland and Marcus Minor. And then you're right, that defense, they've got a lot of new faces, but they've also got guys that have been there around. Phil Campbell at linebacker, Cam Bright at linebacker, Servatier Dennis is going to be there. Wendell Davis, who was the star of last year's training camp, didn't even play most of last season because he got hurt. They got a lot of guys, and don't forget Lucas Kroll at the tight end position. There's a lot of guys who are experienced, a lot of young guys that they have a lot of promise in, and with Kenny Pickett being the quarterback to lead them through it, there's a lot of potential with Pitt this year. If they can come in strong and win their first four or five games, and those games are very winnable with the opponents on their schedule, this could be a special year for Pitt Panthers as long as disaster doesn't strike it like it did last year when Kenny Pickett had to miss three or four games.
Yeah, there's no question. Well, Chris, I appreciate you taking time, man, and I'm sure now that we are up and running again with football, we'll be doing it quite often.
Absolutely, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Chris Carter, DK Pittsburgh Sports. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.